if you're wondering on things to do, you know, to get out and about and see a few more things, then there's an idea for you. Swiss Passes. And I'm joined on the line right now from Jeff Michel, who's the Managing Director of Swiss Passes. Jeff, good morning to you.
A very good morning to you.
Now, Jeff, first, I think the obvious question to start off with, really, is what is SwissPasses.com?
SwissPasses.com, ticketing agents for Swiss Travel System and SBB or CFF, mainly concerned with bringing people into Switzerland, but we also do the excursions and classic rail journeys. And so we teamed up with World Heritage Experience Switzerland for their online booking platform for 9 of the UNESCO World Heritage Sites throughout Switzerland to encourage maybe expats or so on to be able to experience more of the heritage of Switzerland very easily.
Okay, so this is an idea that, you know, people, it's a one-stop shop, as it were, to get all the transport they need and then access to whatever heritage site they'd like to visit.
That's right, yes. You get a discount on the site, on the normal entrance fees, up to 50%. And we also, because we ticket for Swiss Rail, we can do an extra 5% discount on rail tickets, whether or not you have a half-tax card or so on. Just to make it easier and explain how to get to them and how to have a nice day out and enjoy a different part of Switzerland.
Okay, now I can imagine, as you say, tourists from around the world would be interested in coming to Switzerland to see some of the heritage sites. But I can imagine in the current environment where people might not be travelling so far afield, you're getting a lot of interest for people who are in Switzerland thinking, you know what, while I'm here, I should really check this out.
Yes, indeed, including last year as well. It's really designed for people living in Switzerland just so that they can experience a little bit more and make it easy for them to travel around and have a nice day out, whether or not with children or whatever. It's really to encourage people to travel around Switzerland and see more of the heritage.
Okay, and so what's your favourite UNESCO site in Switzerland?
Ooh, I'm a bit of a sucker for the castles in Bellinzona, but
right.
For Geneva, I would say Latanium, the archaeology museum in Neuchâtel, because that's the start of sort of civilization, if you like, in Europe, where people came together to live together in villages.
Right. Yeah. So that that was, we're talking about a very long time ago on that one, aren't we?
Oh yes.
Yes. I mean, we're not talking Romans, we're predating them, aren't we, really?
So,
a little bit of history. So, all the details, if people go to the website, which is, SwissPasses.com, all the details are there about what you can see, where they are, and how you can get to them, and through that site, you can book everything you need.
That's right, yes. There's a link on the main site, or if you just do /WHES for World Heritage Experience Switzerland, it goes straight to the site. And also, obviously, the World Heritage website themselves, WHES.ch, has links to the individual pages on our website as well.
Okay, so all the details are there. It's a one-stop shop, SwissPasses.com, and you can check that out and also arrange which particular heritage site you'd like to go and see. So it's valid for, you know, anywhere in the country you can get that, get those passes, and then, of course, access your entry to the relevant site that you want to go to as well. So how popular has it been, Jeff, over the last few weeks?
It has been very popular, actually. I think people are getting encouraged by being able to travel a little bit, but also be able to see more of where they live.
Right. I know. Is that before, actually, I think people would just, you know, be jumping on planes and going to different parts of the world. But you know, currently, you might as well think, well, you know what? There's a lot to see in Switzerland, and I don't really see much of it because otherwise you're too busy at work or then travelling somewhere else. So now is an ideal opportunity to explore the country in which one lives, because I think I'm guilty of this. I haven't seen nearly as much as I would quite like to, frankly.
Yes, and not everything is in the Alps. I mean, we encourage people to go to the mountains, but there's plenty of other stuff to do in Switzerland.
Okay, all right. Well, Jeff, thank you for that. That was Jeff Michel there, who's Managing Director of Swiss Passes. Check out their website, SwissPasses.com. All the details are there, and it'll make it very easy for you to get to a heritage site and enjoy your day out. That's Jeff Michel there with SwissPasses.com. If you want to hear that